Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here, Mary, Kevin, and you know Adrienne Bankert. She is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. Always so positive, filled with grace, great journalist, and I still haven't gotten through your whole book, but I'm going to get on it. How are you today?
I have my book in my purse because I need to read it as well. So I think we all need to read it all the time.
Absolutely.
Remember,
we need a dose of that. Some of the stories this week that I want to cover with you, one that it just bothers me because I just put in a Ring doorbell, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to think that not only would police be looking through it because they're not going to see anything other than a cornfield where I put it in, but, you know, if they could look through it, then could hackers look in? And who, you have to tell everybody about what's happening in San Francisco.
Well, if you've traveled to San Francisco anytime lately, or if you've heard about San Francisco, the crime has just gone up. And a lot of people who worked there during the pandemic actually ended up leaving because they didn't feel safe in their homes. So San Francisco police had to try another tactic to stop crime just because it's just been so bad. So now they are going to try something for, I believe, 15 months. And get access, real-time access, to any private camera, surveillance cameras. And there are a lot of civil liberties unions or groups that are very, very alarmed. They think that this is against the constitutional rights for privacy. But the police are saying that they need to be able to access these cameras in order to have evidence against offenders in drug deals and retail theft. We've seen the smash and grabs. Again, this is a 15-month trial period. But the vote for this with the county supervisors was 7-4. And it's kind of surprising that it's happening in such a liberal city, honestly.
Yeah. And you know, I think what you point out, because we all want to think that Chicago is the worst place and crime is out of control, but it's happening in major cities across the nation.
Yeah, not just San Francisco. I mean, New Orleans was just named the murder capital of the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a title that anybody wants. But I think that for people who have seen these doorbell camera policing stories, because we've done a few of them. In fact, Leland, I know, spoke with me on this not too long ago, a few months back. And, you know, there are clubs and bars and convenience stores that are mandated to have surveillance cameras. But when it's somebody's doorbell camera, like the one that you just installed, they can actually monitor it live for up to 24 hours, though they have to get permission first. So it's not like they're coming in and they're saying, we have access to all your cameras. But once they do have access, they can monitor it anytime they want.
And you might have a Ring doorbell and your neighbor across the street does not have one, but quite honestly, it's focused on them for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think if the individual or the business has to give permission, then in one sense, to me, it's a moot point, because if you're saying I give permission, I think it's the people, like you said, who live across the street,
mm-hmm,
who are like, I didn't give permission.
Right. Hi, this is Adrienne Bankert. If you haven't checked out her show, she is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. She came in one day into the studio. I was like, I love this lady. We got to have her on every week because you always have great perspective. And I saw you cover a story that I was unaware of. And, well, I'm aware that there's a teacher shortage, but I didn't know there was a 4-day school week incentive. Is this something that we might actually see?
Well, it's happening in rural communities. I believe it started in Texas. And I remember when we did our first interview on this, but now we have a little bit more data because more schools are actually implementing this 4-day school week. So there's data that suggests that kids are getting better sleep because of it, that bullying is down. There are some testing scores or, you know, grades that are going up as a result of the 4-day school week. But predominantly, according to the education psychologist we talked to, there are a lot of negatives to this. Testing scores in math and English are down. And the fact is that a lot of parents can't figure out daycare one day of the week when they have their job 5 days of the week. And that's just the beginning of it. But there was a study that came out to show how well students were doing with this 4-day school week, and that there was some learning loss. And for rural communities, they're doing this because their hope is to get teachers from big cities like New York City that just fired almost 2,000 teachers because they would not comply with the COVID vaccine mandate. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking, well, we might not be able to pay you as much as a school in a big city, and you won't have the convenience of a big city, but you can come to where we are and only work 4 days a week as opposed to five. But the task at hand is whether or not the kids are in school longer on those 4 day school weeks than children on 5 day school weeks, just to fit in all the curriculum.
Yeah, I've got to see that this is a problem for parents who work 5 days a week, and trying to find additional daycare for that fifth day has got to be tough. And I know that there's a teacher shortage, but it seems like if that's the incentive, maybe job sharing or co-teaching and splitting up some of those duties might be incentive enough.
Maybe. I just think that right now it's kind of astronomical to see how education has had this big shift. I mean, we've had two or three major cities with school-wide, district-wide strikes, Cleveland, Ohio being one of them. And teachers are not happy. They're under more pressure, just like parents are. They are under the gun to provide not just educational support, but now they have to be tech savvy as well, especially if they end up, you know, continuing with virtual classes in certain places because of the strikes. So, and they want certain things done to make the classroom more inviting, more welcoming, more comfortable, oftentimes in addition to more pay. But I think that a lot of students are suffering as a result of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've seen studies on that. And so these teachers are having to also play catch up with kids who have been stunted because of isolation, because of safer at home, because of virtual learning, and just frankly because of the emotional toll that the past few years have taken on so many of us.
And one or two really disruptive kids in your class can make it miserable for you as a teacher and your entire class. And it just, it's a tough job. I applaud teachers. I really do.
Absolutely.
Hey,
yes. My sister.
Oh, you got a sister that's a teacher. In what city?
I do, Jessica. She lives in Roseville. I can't remember if she actually teaches in Roseville or in another community.
Okay.
But she's been teaching for years, and she has two children herself. And so during the pandemic, she was with her little ones at home doing virtual classes.
Oh.
And it was a lot. It was a lot.
I bet. This is Adrienne Bankert, host of Morning in America. We've got about a minute left. Let's see what you can do in describing how the Fed rate hike is going to affect us. I mean, if you're buying a house, it's trouble, right? If you have a lot of credit card debt.
Yeah, anything, any big purchase, whether it's a car, a home, you know, something where you have to take out a significant loan, it's going to be much more costly because of that interest rate hike. This just was effective on Wednesday. Mortgage rates jumping, but home sales have gone down because it is so much more expensive over the life of that loan. And when you think about how hard it was to find a car over the past few years,
Oh my gosh. If
you're in the market for a new car, it's like, do you have cash so that you can just buy it and avoid all that debt?
Adrienne, I've got a car with 280,000 miles on it. I called Toyota yesterday and said, hey, any chance you have? No, we don't have anything on the lot. No, you'd have to order it. And I said, okay. And he goes, I'm just going to be transparent with you. We're tagging on $5,000 above the MSRP. It's non-negotiable.
Whoa.
If you want a new vehicle, you have to pay $5,000 above the MSRP. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. I'm like, okay, well, I think I can get another $50,000 out of my car. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not a giant. It's not going down anytime soon. And obviously, that's a result of a few things, including the chip shortage that we saw and supply chain issues. But like, to me, if you're, you know, if you don't need to get something new, these interest rates aren't going to affect you on you know, a majority
right.
of things. I mean, gas prices have started to come up a little bit, but that's not affected by interest rate hikes.
Right.
So just enjoy it. Save your money.
Yeah.
Save your money. Go get an ice cream.
Thanks, Adrienne. We'll be watching the show in the morning.
Thank you so much. Good to see you or hear from you.
It's Morning in America on News Nation. That's our friend Adrienne Bankert.